Welcome to Shul Machshava and Daf. Shir sponsor Louis Nishmas Arbi Hakoshom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bobetzia Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara in Mudala brings a sentence which is brought down a few times in Shas regarding Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Man de mitargim li chovis a libra de chatano." One who will explain our Mishnah and say that the entire Mishnah is one tano, and not that it's machoikis tanoim. I will carry his clothes after him to the bathhouse. What is the meaning of this expression? The Rabbi Yochanan says, I will carry his clothes to the Beis HaMechitz. So the Maariz Chayis over here sends us to the Be'er Sheva in Simen Yud Aleph, where he says that the idea is the carrying of the clothes to the Beis HaMechitz as a simon of an eved, of a slave. And the Gemara in Ksuv is Daf Tzadik Vov tells us, Kol melocho she'eved oise l'raboy, any melocho a slave does for his master, Talmid oise l'raboy, so a Talmid does to his Rebbe as well. But the Gemara there adds, there's one thing that a Talmid should not do to his Rebbe, and that is hatoras haminon, taking out his shoes. And the reason why not? Because people will think that he's a slave, that he's an eved. Adds the Gemara. But if the Talmid is wearing tefillin, so the tefillin indicates he's not a slave, and he could do even the removal of a shoe from his Rebbe. Says the Be'er Sheva, and so brings the Imre Bina, seems mamish like a quote from the Be'er Sheva, that not only removal of the shoe is a melacha the one should not do to his Rebbe because they're going to think he's a slave. But anything which is a little bit of bizoyan, something that usually people don't do unless they're slaves, it's something a Talmid should not do to his Rebbe. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm willing to do even a melacha that seems that people will think that I'm a slave. I'm still going to do it to someone who explains to me this Mishnah. And adds the Be'er Sheva, he says, the Rabbi Yochanan alul lenezilus. Not so clear what he means, alul lenezilus. But he adds, "V'loyel tefillin b'roisha." Rabbi Yochanan did not have tefillin on his head, and because he did not have tefillin on his head, he doesn't have that indication that shows that he's a talmid. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, even though I don't have tefillin, I'm still going to do this melacha that people will think I'm a slave. That's the chiddush of what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. And this thing that Be'er Sheva says, the putting on shoes is equal to going to the bathhouse, is a Rashi in Parshas Be'ah. Vayikra perek chafei pasuk lamates. But it says over there that Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to do too much work with him. So Rashi says, Avoidah shel gnai she'enika bo ke'eved. Don't make Avoidah looks like a slave. What are the two examples Rashi says? She'lo yilich kelev achor lo beis hamechetz. She'll not take his clothing to beis hamechetz. V'lo ina lo yimin olav. She'll not put it in shoes. I mean, these are the indications that say this is an Eved. And this is what the Rabbi Yochanan says. I'm willing to do that because I'm going to be so in debt for someone to explain to me the Mishnah in the right way. And just to conclude with what the Be'er Sheva says, that Rabbi Yochanan did not have tefillin. Because the Gemara in Yom Adar Peivov says, to Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what does it mean, Chilul Hashem? Like if I walk 4 amos without tefillin, that's Chilul Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan was always with tefillin. So what does the Be'er Sheva mean? But I found that the Be'er Sheva is referring to the Yerushalmi in Brochus Peribes Alocha Gimel. There it says that Rabbi Yochanan, in the winter, when he was feeling good, he would wear tefillin, both a tefillin sheroish and a tefillin sheyat. But in the summer, that his head was hurting him, he would not wear but tefillin sheyat, not tefillin sheroish. And after that's what the Reshava means, olu l'nezilus. It means he had some headache that did not allow him to put on tefillin sheroish. So when the Gemara Yuma says that Rabbi Yochanan says, I have to always have tefillin, he meant at least tefillin shliyat, not tefillin shereish. Tefillin shereish he had only in the winter, not in the summer. And he made that's what the Be'er Sheva is saying. Rabbi Yochanan specifically says in a few places in Shas, anybody explains to me this thing, I will carry his clothing to Beis HaMechatz. I mean, I'm willing to show myself as a slave, and I don't have tefillin to show that I'm not a slave. Ad kedei kach, Rabbi Yochanan is willing to do for someone to explain to him the Mishnah in the right way. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.